We are joined right now by a linebacker for the Green Bay Packers. He had an enormous game. In Sunday's win over Minnesota, he had 12 tackles. He signed with Green Bay in free agency. He was a Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee in Cleveland. 71st pick overall back in 2014 out of Iowa. Green Bay 1-0. They're in first in the North, and they're hosting Detroit on Sunday. Christian Kirksey is my guest. Christian, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. So I had Jordan Poyter on the show last hour, and I know the two of you go back to when you were both in Cleveland. He said, shouts out. Your situation is a little bit unique in the sense that you played your entire career in Cleveland until this year. So your win on Sunday was the first time you've ever been 1-0. How
right.
good did that feel, and how different is it to start things off with a winning note?
Oh, man, it felt good. You know, we've been working hard, especially in this training camp, with this group of guys, man. This organization is definitely a good organization. I felt right at home as soon as I walked in the door, and they welcomed me with open arms. And, you know, when we took that field on Sunday, due to the circumstances, what's going on in the world and, you know, playing with no fans and everything like that, we still had fun in the game. We still, you know, play football and play together as a team. And to come out of there on the road and become 1-0, it just felt good. And, you know, like I said, it was my first time being 1-0 to start the season. And, you know, I'm just trying to make sure that, you know, I do my part and everything I can to keep things going the right way.
Packer Christian Kirksey is my guest. You know, that's a really good answer. There's a lot in there that I could follow up on. But let me ask you this. You've dealt with injuries since last season, or you did last season, which meant that Sunday's game was actually your first game since September 16th, 2019. What was it like to go nearly a year without playing a game and then to come back and lead the team, a new team, in tackles?
You know, I was just, you know, talking to some of my teammates about that. You know, when you go a year without playing ball, you know, it's a crazy feeling. Obviously, coming into, you know, Green Bay, I thought that we was going to have, you know, a normal offseason, but due to what's going on in the world, you know, we wasn't able to, you know, have that football in the spring. But, you know, once we got out to training camp and, you know, once I got my body back to, you know, playing ball and then going to Sunday, you know, I was just excited to be on the field. You know, it just felt good to just run around and have fun with my teammates and get back to playing ball. You miss it a lot, you know, once you – I only played, what, two games in 2019, and, you know, you miss football, you know, a lot. And, you know, I was just blessed to be able to, you know, stay healthy and, you know, come out the game healthy.
Yeah, it must have been such, and that's always key, right? How do you come out of it? But it must have been such an unusual offseason, not only in the sense that you had the pandemic going on, but you were a free agent. So the process in and of itself must have been so strange. When you were looking at the options in front of you in free agency, what was it about Green Bay that appealed to you the most?
Yeah, like you said, it was strange. But, you know, 2020 has been strange for us all. You know, so you just had to learn how to adapt. And just coming into Green Bay, the reason why I chose Green Bay was because obviously the history of the program and also, you know, my relationship with Mike Pettine and, you know, things that, you know, he do with his defense and, you know, obviously, you know, Green Bay with the talent that they have on his team, you know, it was almost a no-brainer. And, you know, I had, you know, similarities as far as like being here in the town is similar to, you know, Iowa, which I went to school at. So when I, you know, flew into Green Bay, I'm like, okay, this reminds me of, you know, a place that I'm familiar with in Iowa. And, you know, I just felt right at home when I got here.
Talking to Christian Kirksey, you know, it's interesting. I remember the first time that I went to Green Bay. It was back in the 90s, coming from California. And I just thought it was such a unique place. Like, it had this feel. And the way you described it, quote, I just felt like a winning presence. I mean, is that like when you walk into the facility or you walk onto the field? Or does it feel like that pretty much everywhere you are in that town?
Yeah, it's a winning mentality, and it's a high standard, you know, coming into this town and coming into this building. When I came on my visit, the first thing I saw was Lombardi Trophy. And, you know, when you walk into the building, you see, you know, lines of trophies that, you know, this organization have won. And then it's a huge Lombardi Trophy that's like from the floor to the ceiling. So it reminds you this is a winning atmosphere. This is a winning organization. And this is the standard walking into this building. So you just feel like winning. And that played a huge part in me choosing to come here.
Christian Kirksey joining us. Now, you had that great divisional win over the Vikings. You held them to 10 points in the first half. I know you'd probably say to me that there were a few mistakes that you want to clean up in the second half, but overall, considering the offseason you and I talked about, what's it say about the potential of the defense that you were able to limit a potent Minnesota offense the way you did?
Yeah, you know, it's a good group of men that's in his locker room, and but particularly, you know, talking about the defense side of the ball, we got guys that's going out and they're playing. They're playing their hearts out, playing multiple positions, guys subbing in and out, and guys are just ready to play ball. And I was definitely excited to see, you know, people like the Smith Bros, Adrian Amos, you know, guys going out there and making plays. I was so excited to play with them on Sunday. And obviously we had some wrinkles that we needed to fix. But overall, it felt good to, you know, go out there and win the ball game. And we came in on Monday. We fixed some of the correctables. And now we're just looking forward to Detroit. And we're going to make sure that, you know, we play a full, solid defense. And I think, you know, seeing what we did on Sunday, we're definitely excited for what we're going to do this Sunday.
Dude, you sound like you've been there 10 years, not just one game. Christian Kirksey joining us. Like, you've settled right in. What about the flip side of that coin? What did you make of watching Aaron Rodgers not only do work, but do what he did on Sunday?
Man, Aaron Rodgers is a bad man. I'm just glad I'm not playing against him. You know, he came out on fire. It's a different feel from what, you know, guys have been telling me. Just watching him in practice and how focused he is, you can tell that he's just, you know, trying to win ball games, and he's trying to go out there and play his best football. And you know, it was just exciting to see, and just his poise and, you know, how he go about the game and approach the game. Aaron is definitely one of the great quarterbacks, and you know, this is my first time, you know, playing with him, and you know, I'm just excited about it.
You know, I'm curious about when you mentioned like 2020 is just such a strange year and such a challenging year for everybody involved. And your point was, look, you just have to learn to adapt. It's just different.
Right.
I'm kind of curious when you're coming back from the injuries that you had to come back from, and that's something totally different. I would imagine you'd have the same approach, like you have to adapt. What was it like to fight through that emotionally and physically and kind of change your perspective and adapt to that?
Yeah, you have to enjoy the moment. And, once you get football took away from you, you look back at your career and say, man, you know, I really, really love this sport. And you almost, like, have to refocus. And you have to you know, take care of your body more. Just do things super particular to where, you know, you're making sure your body is in the best shape as possible. And obviously, you know, you can't control, you know, certain injuries, but when you're hurt, you got to step away. You got to get your mental right. You got to look at the mental side of, you know, playing ball. You know, so I end up, you know, almost turning to like a motivator for, you know, my teammates and trying to do everything that I possibly can to be a part of the team. Because there's times where, you know, you feel like you're from the outside looking in, because you're not contributing on the field. But that's when you got to keep telling yourself, you know, all right, well, I can help guys out with, you know, helping them learn, you know, different offensive styles or just sitting in the film room and helping some of the young guys, like, you know, dissect different plays. So you have to find a way to contribute to the team even though you're not physically playing. And it's some tough times, though, when you're sitting there and you're like, you know, I'm hurt. There's nothing I can do about it. You know, you got to check yourself mentally. And you got to be mentally strong. You got to, you know, have some good people in your corner that's going to, you know, pick you up in those down times where you, you know, you're feeling upset about, you know, things that happen or the outcome. But for me, I just tried to stay as positive as I can. And, you know, I ended up coming out stronger on top.
I think that's a really good explanation about what it's like to go through an injury. I think a lot of times guys get hurt and we have no idea. We don't see what's going on. We don't see the dark times. We don't see the hard days. We just wait to see the rehab, the injury get rehabbed, and then you come back and do what you do. You're
right.
Facing the Lions, and they're coming off a really tough loss at home when they had a chance to win in the final seconds. So what are you most focused on as you get ready to face them?
It's going to be a hungry football team.
Right.
Just sitting here and watching the film from last year and watching this past week of the Lions, they're a good football team. And seeing the matchups from last year that they played against us, you know, they was playing good football. And, you know,
you know, the outcome of the game ended up, you know, Packers winning. But, you know, they fought all the way to the finish. And just to see, you know, last weekend they did the same thing. You know, it was a play where, you know, they had a good shot at the end zone. And, you know, that one drop by the running back could have easily been a catch, and there's a whole different outcome of the game. So they're definitely a talented team, and they're going to come in, you know, ready to work and ready to play good football. So for us, we just got to make sure we eliminate the big plays and play our game to the best of our ability and be ready for a dogfight.
I say, I got one last thought for you. If, like, certain things change your perspective, like what's going on in the world or maybe an injury, what about the birth of a child? Your daughter was born in December.
Yeah.
So what has that done to your perspective?
Oh, man. My daughter, she's everything to me. You know, every day is precious, and, you know, every day I wake up and I see her, you know, I just get motivated because I'm not only, you know, doing this for myself, now I'm doing this for, you know, my daughter. When it's bigger than yourself, I think that's when your game elevates. When you're not just thinking about, you know, you and everything that football brings, you know, it's for you. You making the plays, but now it's like, you know, I have somebody to feed. You know, I have a daughter to take care of. So it's just extra motivation, and you know, it was definitely a blessing to my life. And God knows what He's doing. You know, even if, you know, during your dark times, and, you know, I was hurt. And, you know, I'm out of football. You know, God, you know, dropped a little blessing on me, and that was my daughter. So it's always a blessing in the storm. You just got to be patient, and you just got to see it through.
Great message. 12 tackles in Sunday's win over Minnesota, a linebacker for the Packers. He was a Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee in Cleveland. Detroit is at Green Bay on Sunday, and that's how you close the show. Christian Kirksey, my guest. Christian, appreciate you. That was a great conversation. Thanks so much. Good luck this weekend.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate you. What a class act. What a class act. All right, that is the program. Good day today. I knew it would be.